Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of the Weekly Zeitgeist. These are some of our favorite segments from this week, all edited together into one nonstop infotainment laugh extravaganza. So without further ado, here is the Weekly Zeitgeist. All right, so the Washington Post put out a really interesting article on Trump's really sketchy golf club purchases, not like purchases he made at a golf club, but golf clubs that he has been purchasing, like entire, you know, golf courses.
Oh, I think like a club, like
no,
a three wood.
No.
Oh, okay.
Entire courses that are sort of these classic, you know, really beloved old golf courses in the UK. He spent tons of his own money in the last decade, when up to this point, his strategy had always been to spend using bank loans or investors.
Right.
He is on the record being like, anybody who spends their own money is a fucking sucker. Like,
right.
Yeah, no way.
Anyone who spends their own money probably has money.
Right. So it just seems really like he was known as king of debt back in the day because he would always take out loans and spend that money rather than spending his own money. And then he would bankrupt whatever he bought with the loans and then, you know, get out of the whole situation
then
by filing for bankruptcy.
Bankruptcy!
Is that how you declare bankruptcy?
According to Michael
Just
Scott, it is.
It.
The office.
But so the Post looked into financial records and it turns out he spent $400 million in cash on these new properties. And nobody really knows where he's getting this
like
money
straight
from.
Cash?
Because, yeah, just straight up his
wow.
own money. It's like he's spending it like it's his own money to buy these golf courses in Scotland and Ireland. And since he's bought them, they've been such a failing proposition. He's had to pump $164 million more of his own money into keeping them running, essentially.
Wow.
Just to like keep them up and running and not like filing for bankruptcy. He's had to just pump in loads and loads of his own money. Which this is a really weird time for him to start spending his own money because his businesses were doing really badly. Like right prior to this, he had, you know, had his casino business like go under.
Right.
Most of his financial worth is tied up in the real estate industry. And this is during the Great Recession.
Right.
You might
right.
remember it.
Yes. When I just got out of college.
So at this time that
and Miles I sold fucking weeping. T-shirts because yeah. I had a useless degree and then I got into politics anyway.
So people are wondering like where this money is coming from, and like it doesn't really make sense, especially this is also around the time when he stopped being able to borrow money from actual banks,
right?
And like American sources, like the people who used to lend him money essentially were like, no, you keep losing yeah. everything. You suck at business.
They're like, not- also, how the fuck did you get in here? We have your picture at the security desk. Right. You'd be like, yo, don't even let this dude in the elevator.
Right. There's no loans on the record of him getting this money. But there are all these reports. And in fact, the big, like, groundbreaking report, I think, came on golf.com.
Which is amazing. This is yeah. the this yeah. is the era
they're,
we're
they're
in.
The biggest.
Yeah, exactly.
The Washington Post of the golf community.
You know, the muckrakers right. over at golf.com.
Right. More like the sand trap rakers.
Hey, am I there right? we go. There he
am
is.
Am I right? Fire, fire, fire.
Let him know.
So one of their undercover reporters, not undercover, just a reporter.
Yeah, went, just a guy.
Yeah, just went and golfed with the Trumps. And he was curious about this. He was like, hey, how did you guys get all of this money?
He was with like Eric and Donald or together, right?
It yeah, was
like
it was Eric son. Trump, his son, the one that SNL makes fun of for being stupid, which is not fair, SNL. Listen to this story. He's really smart. So I'll just read you from the article. The guy says, so when I got in the cart with Eric, Dodson says, as we were setting off, I said, Eric, who's funding? I know no banks because of the recession, the Great Recession, have touched a golf course. You know, no one's funding any kind of golf construction. It's dead in the water the last 4 or 5 years. By the way, it's not out of the ordinary for a golf course to be losing money. Golf courses lose money. It's right. almost like buying a professional sports team. It's like a thing rich people do
like
for
a prestige
fun.
Thing, yeah. yeah.
It's not a good investment if you're like trying to bounce back financially. And so back to the article.
Yeah, like, hey, do you guys want to invest in my park that only like 60 people can use?
Right, exactly. So back to the article, the golf.com reporter said, and so he asks him like, how are you doing this? This is a terrible investment.
Yeah, no
nobody
sane
would give you
bank
the money.
Would touch it.
And you we're pretty sure you don't have the money. And so back to the article, he says, and this is what he said. He said, well, we don't rely on American banks. We have all the funding we need out of Russia. I said, really? And he said, oh, yeah, we've got some guys that really, really love golf, and they're really invested in our programs. We just go there all the time. So that was 3 years ago. He reported on this like before any of the Russia
shit. Right, it was
shit.
Like weird.
Yeah, so if you weren't reading Golf Digest or whatever.
Golf.com, no.
Golf.com, sorry. You might not have known that like this Russia thing was coming down the pike, but if you were, you're probably like, oh, yeah, this
yeah,
doesn't
Trump
look good.
Has found some cool Russian golf enthusiasts. Oh, I mean, yeah, I guess if you're like the Russian mob or something.
Right.
You
so,
want to launder some money.
So his companies aren't publicly traded, so they don't have to do public disclosures other than the casino company that he bankrupted. So you can only look at like limited financing of the projects, but they were able to look at the UK ones, and they show just enormous amounts of capital flowing into these projects from unknown sources.
Mm.
And on paper, it says it's just coming from the Trump organization, but it's hundreds of millions of dollars.
Out of thin air.
Anybody who has looked at their financials says they aren't doing as well as they even pretend they are.
Right.
And even if they were, this would not be a thing you could do. And so the dossier, one of the people from Fusion GPS, who, you know, it's worth keeping in mind, were doing opposition research. So take this with somewhat of a grain of salt, but it's just that all these grains of salt that we keep hearing about from them keep lining up with all the other facts we're learning. But so this guy, Glenn Simpson, suggested that it seemed like the golf courses could be a money laundering scheme for the Russian mafia, which would explain dumping hundreds of millions of dollars into businesses that make zero profit and actually cost money.
Ah.
That's how you launder money is like, yeah, that's
wash
how you
it, baby.
Make money disappear.
Is there a special slot for activewear?
Yeah, right. Yeah, there you go. But he said that it seemed like for the beginning part of his career, Trump had connections to a lot of Italian mafia figures, and then gradually during the 90s became associated with Russian mafia figures. And it's just, these are things that are coming out now, and it seems like, oh, well, this could just be people, you know, trying to connect dots with Russian things. But this is all stuff that people are finding out like years and years ago, like, before anybody even put the words Russia and Trump together in their mind.
Yeah, it was the Trump saying Russia together on their own, being like, oh, yeah, we got a lot of homies in Russia that can just toss us $100 million like it's nothing.
So
the other thing that was interesting about this story was hearing about how he tried to, like, when the Great Recession hit and his, like, businesses went totally in the shitter, how he was trying to argue, like, when with Deutsche Bank, who had, like, a huge, like, he owed a ton of money, was trying to be like, well, actually, like, maybe the payments I need to make maybe need to be smaller, because they say in this article, Trump's logic in that case, the 2008 financial crisis had crushed the real estate business so completely that it should be considered like an act of God.
Right.
Like that he was even, this is how well he was doing as a business, right? That suddenly you want me to believe that someone who was trying to say, oh, act of God in court because of your, how the state of your business is to try and get out of paying back your debt. Suddenly, within a couple years, you just got hundreds of millions of dollars shooting at your ass. And well, look, it's good to have friends.
Right.
Also, if anybody, I don't care where you're from, but if you have $100 million, you're just trying to let me hold, holler at me at Miles of Gray. I have a few golf course ideas. They're not exactly golf courses, but let's talk.
We do need to move on to Melania Trump because she is our greatest statesman working
stateswoman.
Right now. Stateswoman, sure.
States lady.
Is she a Slovenia person or a Slovakia person?
I just want to use
Don Blankenship nomenclature.
Right. So we all remember that she ripped Michelle off for the 2016 RNC speech.
So proudly and blatantly.
Yeah. Right. It was just like, this
the privilege.
Is bomb, motherfucker.
Oh, my
I am killing
At
it.
Least in high school, we knew to, like, change, you know, like, rephrase it
just
in
a
your
words.
Own.
Hell
you
yeah.
know, so you
yeah.
can't, like, Google copy and paste that like my professors did.
Man, luckily I was operating in a time before Google really, like, I was using Alta Vista to find shit to plagiarize on the internet.
God.
So, I mean, not that we can really blame her. Michelle was the best first lady that has existed in the modern era. So, you know, she did it better than anyone else. Why wouldn't you want to steal from her? So Melania's big signature thing has been online bullying, which is fucking hilarious and the biggest irony of all, but we can just move on from that.
Well, you know what's funny? There's an article, I think it was Vanity Fair, I gotta find it, but there were reports, or like in the reporting of this article, they were saying that people at the White House were asking her maybe to pick a different topic.
Right.
And she was like, no, it's gonna be cyberbullying.
What if this is her passive aggressive way, though?
There is a lot of that's what she does. She's, you know, and that's why, like, a lot of people go, I feel bad. I don't feel bad for her.
I don't feel bad for her, but girl, give us a couple winks, you know, do it like.
Right. I'm like, I get it. Look, you're a parasite and you latched onto an old host. You thought the body would expire very soon. And it turns out motherfucker is invincible as Wolverine.
An actual cockroach that won't die.
Body's made of adamantium.
Here's the thing.
I think it's more like his body's made of whatever McDonald's hamburgers are made of, because those also
it's not
don't
That's
orange.
True. It doesn't. Yeah.
So you just add something that's like for like.
It's not that I feel bad for her, but I do want to read her book so badly. I mean, in 10 years, I feel she's going to have to drop one.
Right.
I mean,
let's be real, though. She will just plagiarize Michelle Obama.
Oh, God. So,
I think you can just
My husband, the first black president.
So just like the first whack president.
Right.
Yeah.
So what happened?
So
with
this
her?
Is
she
crazy.
She dropped this pamphlet.
She drops. So the whole thing is part of like her new program for, you know, children that she has called Be Best. Now, again, due to her history of biting Michelle's swag, I just want to present to you a very huge moment that came out of like 2016 when Michelle Obama was sat down with Oprah. So, you know, that was a moment. It was a movie. And Oprah was just basically asking, what can men do? Anyway, there's a very big moment between Michelle Obama and Oprah that many people probably remember.
What can men do leaving here? Be better. Be better at everything.
So I think that was like at the International Women's Congress or the it was a women's gathering where right. this panel took place, this interview took place. So, and that was like a big moment.
It was iconic.
Yeah. And yeah. then so her, they ask her for her pronoun. It's called Be Best, which if I think about it, if you put in Wait. Order of grammatically what's above better, it is best, but grammatically Be Best doesn't quite track.
Yeah. If Michelle Obama, when Oprah had said, what's your recommendation for men? If she had said Be Best, people would have been like, oh shit, is she having a stroke? What's right, happening right, right, right now? That's not
And then
a thing.
Melania would have to hers be called Be Bester.
Right.
Or
right.
some shit like that.
So her
Do Goodest.
Yeah.
Her campaign, the main sort of theme is Be Best.
Yeah, I mean it's just what? It's an odd thing. It's a repackaging of many like sort of outreach programs that already exist. So like for example, like it's talking about cyberbullying to health to even like getting kids to like not abuse opioids. The kind of a weird third prong of this mm-hmm. program, which obviously I'm all for obviously educating kids because the opioid epidemic
See, I think
is
kids
real.
Should try opioids. I think no.
Yeah, no, for real. I mean, look, until you're nodding off on your Nintendo Switch, like right. you don't know what life is. You don't right. know the struggle. But no, that was a kind of bizarre thing. I wasn't aware of a childhood opioid epidemic, but I'm sure actually now in the era that we live in, access to opioids is much easier for children, so they could just buy, you know, and just in their home could be around it. So yeah, definitely let the children know drugs are bad. But the thing is, in this one handbook she passed out, specifically on cyberbullying, you know, her big cause, her big passion project, hers is called Talking with Kids About Being Online, where it has like a bunch of stuff on there about what to do.
Wait, can we just talk about that title?
Yeah, Talking with Kids. But the thing is, when you look back, the FTC put under Obama put out a
chatting. Oh yeah,
yeah, a very similar pamphlet called Netcetera chatting with kids
about being online.
Yeah, so
wow.
she kind of took your advice there. She changed one word and got rid of the main title.
She got rid of the main title because there was a clever play on words, yeah. Netcetera, and she was like, "That doesn't mean anything to me."
She'll be like,
"Too clever."
No,
for
she's
me.
Like, "Et netera."
Right. No, but that's she. Presumably just deleted that because she didn't know it, like, wow.
Yeah, but then when you go inside, the shit is the exact same. They kind of
the design is identical.
They updated sort of the shape of a phone to look more like a new iPhone, but, like, the wording is the exact same. So, you know, like,
yo.
It's tough. You know what I mean?
So you just have to understand, if you're not looking at this, that the cover that has the same title, basically repurposed, has 24 icons on it, and on both of them, it is the identical same icons, same order. Like, they didn't change shit. They just basically
They did.
Took
if you
it.
Look at the cell phones, they're less thick around the rim. Like, they caught
accurate.
On. They
accurate.
Caught on to, like, rimless
Got that iPhone
phones.
X. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So they updated the iPhone, and we're like, okay, that's good. We're there.
Yeah, you can check the footnotes if you really want to see these images.
Yeah, you should. So, I don't know. It's just another example of them just not thinking people are paying attention, I guess.
Yeah, definitely not. I mean, look, plagiarism is chill, you know? And who better than the first lady to let kids know that?
Yeah.
You know?
But, I mean, at the same time, it's just like, this isn't the worst thing that
No, not
the
at
Trump
all.
Administration...
It's just funny because it's so devoid of any kind of original thought or even effort.
I think it's right. funny just because of how much they shit on the Obama administration to then
right.
be like, oh, but we actually like all of your plans.
Right.
right.
We
but not
like
Melania.
Yeah.
Melania certainly doesn't shit on them because she was laughing at Barack's jokes mm-hmm. at Barbara Bush's
He's
funeral.
He's charming. I mean, how
yeah.
could you
He's
not?
A charming
He's charming.
Motherfucker, and she's
I would've
used
told,
to being
yeah.
around that. Mm-hmm. Fucking
yep.
the guy who like doesn't even wait for her when he gets out
That's
of a car.
That's the real Mr. Yeah. President right there.
So we also
that's a real let him know. You know he probably told Michelle, he's like, look, don't get mad. I'm gonna make Melania laugh. It's gonna be a good photo. It's gonna get Donald.
He probably
real
was
off.
Like, you know, we got a guest room. If you ever, you know,
yeah, yeah, yeah. He's like, hey, if it gets hot at the West Wing, or yeah, no, granted, she doesn't go near the West Wing in that same article. They also mentioned, he's like, yeah, we got a little condo. If you need to just duck out for a second.
All right, we are gonna bring in super producer Anna Hosnier to talk to us about a story that is. Just developing as we're recording this. We're recording this on Tuesday, right around noon Pacific time. Donald Trump has just announced that the U.S. will be withdrawing from the Iran nuclear deal, which everybody expected because it was a signature achievement of the Obama administration. And basically for reasons of racism and
ego,
you know, just ego and hatred. He hates everything that the Obama administration accomplished. But then,
and
you know,
also
there are conservatives who think that this deal was bad.
Getting really cool opinions from John Bolton and Mike Pompeo and the rest of the gang.
And Israel.
I mean, Netanyahu's TED Talk really must have got to him.
Right.
That was only in English.
And the first reaction to Trump's speech about leaving the deal was like, wait, did Benjamin Netanyahu write that? But sorry about that long rambling introduction. Anna, thank you for joining us.
We're all going to die.
Okay.
That was
producer Anna Hosnier. So what can you tell us about? This is something that you dedicated an entire episode to on Ethnically Ambiguous, or a big chunk of an episode.
In the episode We Are the Bomb, which I regret that title.
It was recorded in 1995.
I break down what
He brought it back to the 90s.
Woo!
I broke down what the Iran nuclear deal was and what happens if we lose it, and it's not good. It's not necessarily good for America, and it's not good for Iran.
I think for most people, right, that who are arguing for it was like, it's preventing Iran from arming itself with a nuclear weapon, and given any of the sort of deficiencies or the shortcomings of it, that it works, and we've relieved sanctions prior to this moment, and it seemed like Iran, for the most part, was following through on the deal, despite the description that the president gave.
Yeah, Iran followed through everything. The IAEA, which is like the Atomic Energy Commission, I don't know, they are in charge of making sure no one's building nuclear weapons, has confirmed that they have followed through with all the requirements for the nuclear deal, even though Netanyahu tried to pull out some strange evidence, which they denied. They said that's not real. So they've been doing everything on their part, but since today, when Trump decided that the nuclear deal shouldn't exist because he doesn't have any facts and just wants to be a dick, apparently Rouhani has instructed Iran's atomic agency to prepare for industrial level enrichment of uranium.
So who is Rouhani?
Rouhani is the president of Iran, and one of the requirements for the nuclear deal was that Iran seize any enrichment of uranium, which is what people use to, not people, but what you can use to...
I mean, it's what we use here at the Daily Zeitgeist.
To make nuclear weapons.
To make nuclear weapons, yes.
So,
Oh, wait, so he just announced that they are just going
to
start up...
to prepare the industrial level enrichment of uranium, but he asked the agency to wait a few weeks to gauge how Europeans react to Trump, because Europe still is all about the Iran deal.
Right.
Trump just doesn't get things, so he doesn't understand that this could end incredibly poorly. Also, he wants to impose aggressive economic sanctions, even though Iran is really struggling in their economy right now. Like, the rial has lost, the rial, which is their version of money, their dollar or whatever.
Like, their version of money.
Has lost a lot of weight against a dollar. So right now, a lot of Iranians are struggling, and they're very upset with the government, which is what led to the protests all of the end of last year. So it's going to be a very tough time for Iran, and I think this is incredibly fucked up.
Yeah.
So, one of the criticisms of the Obama deal was that the promise had been that because America was withdrawing some of the sanctions, that Iran would be brought more into the international fold, and it would be like, Iran's open for business, everybody, and they'd cut a ribbon and fucking Starbucks would pour in, and that didn't turn out to be the case.
Yes, and that's mostly because American banks and credit unions don't work with foreign countries like Iran, because for so long we've been told not to work with them, so it would take years for that to fully start to happen.
Right.
And it was beginning to.
It was slowly beginning to. Like, Boeing signed like $1 billion deal to bring airplane parts, which actually about 100,000 people were hired to work on these airplanes for Boeing to build all these parts for Iran and send them over there. So if that deal is lost, then all these people in America lose their jobs.
And all these diplomats and Iranian officials had worked hard to be like, no, trust us, this is going to happen.
Yeah,
we're going to be friends from now on. And so all those people are being burned. A lot of diplomats are being burned. Iran and the leadership in Iran is being burned because Hassan Rouhani was sort of, even though, you know, there was a lot of protests against him, he was very sort of middle of the road, correct?
Yes, he championed for this deal. So the fact that it's falling apart, it really gives like hardliners in Iran
he put his neck out for
leverage,
America,
right, to be like, don't trust this Western world, which is bad because we don't want this regime to continue to oppress people in this country.
Well, right.
And a lot of the protests stem from the fact that Iran focuses so much of their energy on like outside wars, like with Syria and Yemen, and so little is looked into in the actual country. So
right. And that's kind of one of the reasons why Trump is like, it's a bad deal, because he expects the deal to just be like, well, we will sign this and then you play nice everywhere. And then he sees shit going on everywhere else and go, this deal is rotten, without understanding what the whole purpose of this agreement. And yeah, like you're saying, there are other countries that are still dedicated to this deal. They continue to say, we will honor everything. But, you know, it again, like you say, it fucks things up because our banks won't do business with Iran. And these secondary sanctions that Trump has put back in place makes it even harder for some of the European allies who were beginning to do business in Iran to continue that. So the knock-on effects are very significant.
Yeah. It really reminds me of back when America was desperate to go to a war with Iraq. And so it was just like they were pooling evidence from all these different places, and they were going into make presentations being like, look, this photograph shows that they have weapons of mass destruction.
They got yellow cake.
And Saddam Hussein said this 20 years ago, and therefore it just seems the same here. It's like Netanyahu's presentation, his TED talk that he delivered for an audience of one, it was written exactly for Trump, and it was using stuff from before this nuclear deal. So he's just like pulling old shit from computers that they had like taken from computers.
The presentation essentially was they had a clandestine nuclear project prior to signing the deal.
Prior to this deal. And so they're using that. Trump is using, you know, the fact that business hasn't opened up as quickly as they had hoped, and that they were hostile to some in other situations, and that like it's just any excuse. It's like, whenever you have a dude who's looking for a fight and he's like, what the fuck did you just say? What are you looking at? And it's like, well, you just yelled at me, so I looked in your direction. And this is not about anything that ever happened to me. Don't worry about it. But
also, say goodbye to any sort of cheap gas prices in the future.
Oof. Yeah, gas prices are going to go up.
Yeah.
Up,
oh, up. That's one thing. Don't fuck with the country that gives you about 3.8 million barrels a day. So
is that really true?
America, yeah, that's about 3. A million 8. Barrels a day more than 2015.
Public transportation.
They've upped it a lot since sanctions were eased up. Yeah. So that's thanks, y'all.
I don't know how our gas could get any higher.
Yeah.
Let's ride these bicycles.
We are all going to die.
Okay.
Bye, everybody.
Well, that's a bleak outlook, but yeah. This...
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
And we're back. We want to talk about some news that was big breaking news in the last 24 hours in half the country. And we'll talk about how the other half of the country is greeting this news. But so Michael Avenatti came out and just dropped some A.
Who's also very tan, by the way, for somebody. Yeah, a very tan man.
I spend a lot of time at Lake of the Ozarks. So you guys understand that.
He is a fellow St. Louis.
Woohoo! South Side?
Uh-huh.
He is. I'm not allowed to go over there.
And
oh, you stay on the east side of St. Louis.
I'm on the middle of St. Louis in a little town called University City.
Oh, uh-huh. U City?
Yeah.
Oh, with Nelly?
Yeah. That's right. Dirty.
So,
you know Slow Down from the Lunatics? Remember him? He was a dude who wore the Spider-Man mask.
All right, Nelly, because he yodels. I'm from St. Louis, Dirty.
Oh, yeah.
A little cornbread. Thank you. 17-year-old impression of Nelly. Thank you.
No, it's good. It's because the yodel kid is bringing that shit back and getting all this credit. But Nelly was the first.
Nelly was yodeling, yo.
Yeah. Miles, tell us what Michael Avenatti.
Oh, God. Michael Avenatti, first of all, I want to say that he is either the coolest guy ever, who I'm loving every second of what he's saying because he makes me feel like he has so many receipts, or he's the biggest fullest shit guy ever, and we can't believe a fucking word he says. That's what I was always modulating in over the last few weeks. When he comes in, he goes, he'll be on Rachel Maddow. Rachel, the things that are going to come out, buckle your seatbelts. And you're like, man, fuck out of here. Like, let me see something or shut the fuck up. And so yesterday, he pulled out some receipts. Showed us something for sure. So he talks about this company, Essential Consultants LLC, which is the LLC that made the payment to Stormy Daniels.
Brilliantly named.
Yes. And according to their filings, they say they exist as a real estate consulting company that collects fees for investment consulting work. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. So this company was created in October 17th, 2016, most likely for the sole purpose of obscuring this payment to Stormy Daniels. As they look into it, though, things got a little bit murkier. So first of all, this thing is like the textbook definition of a shell company. Like, there's no employees other than Michael Cohen. They have no front-facing anything, no website. Nobody's heard of them. They don't.
When
have...
you say they, you mean he, essentially.
Yeah, they, yeah. The LLC. Yeah, yeah. I used that pronoun very loosely.
Yeah.
Yes, he has nothing. Right. No public presence at all. And it's clear that based on this first transaction with Stormy Daniels, that this company is set up for the sole purpose of making transactions that benefit the president in some way.
On behalf of the president.
Yeah.
So, now, clearly he would not do the Stormy Daniels payment and then like go on to do more shady shit with that same shell company, right?
Oh, Jack. Come on now. That was a great setup. Because Of course he fucking did this. These guys are so dumb. So first off, let's just get through the shit that would normally be a huge scandal. He received $1.2 million from Novartis, the huge pharmaceutical company. Mm-hmm. And because, you know, I don't know why, they thought that he could advise the company as to how the Trump administration might approach certain U.S. healthcare policy matters, including the Affordable Care Act. Yeah, okay. So he's
how is this
he's
different from just straight up lobbying? Like,
well, if you're a lobbyist, like, you have to register as a lobbyist.
Okay.
Because you have to let it known that that money is a lobbying expenditure, and there's a whole above board way of saying,
and,
yeah,
and
I take money
from... And the reason we have that system in place, right, is because otherwise it's just like, hey, I know this guy, and I'm going to pay him some money, and he's going to do this thing over here
for me,
and it's the mafia instead of the fucking U.S. government.
Yeah, or the FEC or whoever to be able to basically monitor what's going on.
Right.
So, yes, that's the first one. So, yeah, let's give him the benefit of the doubt. Maybe Michael Cohen knows a lot about the ACA. And he's, you know, he knows about, you know, just what these, how to stabilize these Obamacare markets.
Yeah, yeah. No, okay. Definitely. Sure. He's the guy for that.
He's the guy for that. And let's just be generous and say that. And so he also received $200,000 from AT&T, which is cool too. What's weird though is in that time, all these payments were received after the inauguration, mind you. So once the president in power, you know, around this time, AT&T is in front of the DOJ's antitrust commission to whether or not they're going to approve a merger between AT&T and Time Warner.
What?
So, I don't know. That maybe it's starting to stink like shit a little bit.
Right.
I don't know. You tell me. He also received money from a Korean aerospace company for, like, insights. I'm sure this is what they will say, too.
Right.
But so far, at best, it looks like some kind of pay-to-play scheme.
Yeah, and the Korean aerospace company's incoming CEO had dinner with the president after they made that payment.
Yeah.
So there is evidence that there is pay-to-play shit going on here.
Access.
Now,
or...
this alone, just those, what we've talked about already, is just straight up...
Scandalous.
Scandal, like corruption. That's how a corrupt government works.
Olivia Pope could not fucking dig him out
of this. You pay this dude's homie, the president's like buddy, and he then gets you to have dinner with the president.
Right.
Like, that's just... That is straight up textbook corruption.
Yeah, and it's even made worse when you look at certain factors like AT&T like doing a huge merger.
Right.
And then they're like, hey,
especially when he blocks other mergers.
This alone is just swamp bullshit to begin with. All this shit, obviously, was all empty bullshit Trump was running on. But this right here, I mean, they need to answer this in a way that isn't just like, oh, I don't know. Because Michael Avenatti was also saying, well, if you have anything that proves what I'm saying is wrong, please show me those bank statements because I have the motherfucking receipts. And now you're just going to have to go figure out how you're going to lie your way out of this one. So moving on, that alone is a scandal. Now, this is where it gets, this is where we get to the holy shit part.
Okay.
So we
or
find
as Dr.
out,
Dre would say, nice-ty.
Yeah. Or yeah. In January 2017 to August 2017, Cohen received payments totaling $500,000 from Putin pal slash oligarch Viktor Vekselberg through the Russians' U.S.-based company called Columbus Nova.
But that's impossible because didn't we have sanctions against that guy?
Well, hold on now. This is a U.S.-based company. In their statement, they're like, no, this company is entirely U.S.-owned. This is absurd, blah, blah, blah. Well, check this shit out. Vekselberg's cousin is technically an American, and he's the one who runs the company. So it's just his cousin's company that he's left it with. Yes. And also that company was listed as a subsidiary of a much larger sanctioned Russian company. So again, stinks like bullshit. And now the thing that's very just kind of odd is that the timing of it, this money came in around January. You know, Michael Avenatti, not that he was saying directly, but was offering, like, maybe we can speculate, did the Russians actually fund this payment? Because Michael Avenatti said he pulled out a home equity loan or whatever to make payment.
Michael Cohen said
that's how he got the $130,000 to pay Stormy Daniels.
Was a home equity loan.
Yeah, but he hasn't verified that. There's no bank record of that or that he's presented that verifies that. But we do see that suddenly he makes $130,000 payment, and then boom, you get $500,000 for a Russian oligarch that they can't even explain what it is.
My kid's college fund.
Right. Yeah, whatever.
My kid's college fund.
Yeah.
I got a loan for a Corvette.
Yeah.
What's the big deal?
I got a deal on 4 taxi medallions.
I was going to build a pool, so I got a loan. So what's the big deal?
His dream car is definitely a Corvette.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. And so, yes, we don't know what is going on, because if you just take the company stuff alone, it's very hard to believe that of all the lobbyists you could go to, of all the lawyers, you could, if you're really trying to get this coverage, that Michael Cohen is the person. I mean, this was Michael Avenatti yesterday on MSNBC talking about it, where someone was like just trying to speculate, like, well, what if maybe he is an expert, right?
Are you suggesting that Michael Cohen does not have a PhD in aerospace technology and pharmaceutical policy? Is that what you're...
I'm not only going to suggest that, but I'm going to state that as a fact. But look, this guy...
I have two real questions. I don't want to...
No, but this guy's the Da Vinci of our time, evidently.
Okay, two questions.
Just still taking shots. Shout out to Michael Avenatti. But yeah, it's just a... Sure, pay to play, whatever it could be. But this other thing is now looking like, is this... the scenario in which the Russians were like bankrolling certain aspects of the campaign, whether that's like silencing people who were going to bring up stories that could damage the campaign or what other shit, it just opens up a huge can of disgusting worms. And the other thing to note is that when this guy Vexelberg was in the States last, the FBI met him at the airport and straight up copied everything on his computers and phone.
Yep. Right.
So they've already been having their eye on this guy. So, right. I mean, it's just... Yo, this shit gets crazier and crazier. So then to cap that off, right, this thing just sheds the light on the roaches and they go scattering. Trump this morning is now basically like threatening the press with their credentials. Right. Like he was saying like, oh, all this negative press, like I get it's 91% fake news. Maybe I should just stop giving them access, maybe take away their credentials.
Yeah.
I mean, that doesn't seem like a coincidence that the day after this shit breaks – now he's talking about how fucked up the press is. It's just that's just a sign to everybody that this is as shitty as it looks.
And they're also inquiring into allegations that suspicious activity reports on Cohen's banking transactions were improperly disseminated. So basically, you know, instead of proving him wrong, Avenatti keeps being like, "Prove me wrong if I'm wrong." You know, to where's the proof that you have to contradict this proof? Instead of providing that proof, they are going with the wait, how'd you find that defense?
Right, right.
Which is like,
because you said somebody is—they're talking about the leaks that's being invested?
Yeah, improperly disseminated is basically them saying like, how'd you find that? These are being leaked, which it's not uncommon at all for journalists, lawyers, others in the public eye to receive unauthorized
leaks.
That's how
people end up becoming accountable for shit because you find out, oh, we know you're dirt, and that logic is so fucking stupid, and it betrays the actual point. And I was saying this earlier. That's like a man getting caught cheating on his wife, where she's like, excuse me, why the fuck do I have this picture of you making out with her at the fucking Shake Shack? And he goes, let me see that. How the fuck did you get this picture? Who took this photo? How the fuck did they get what the fuck is going on? No, you are missing the whole point, my man.
Right, right.
You don't want your feelings to get hurt. Yeah. Maybe you don't read my diary.
Right, right.
Yeah, it's like you've been caught. Don't then go, well, how did you catch me? No. The fuck are you talking about? Explain your fucking actions. The fuck are they talking about?
Explain your actions, because that's the next tactic. Spit it right back at you. Well, what are you doing here?
And just, I want to put this in the context of something we were talking about either earlier this week. Time is a flat circle and a complete blur at this point. But we were talking about the fact that Trump was buying up all these golf courses with his own money, which is weird because
or quote unquote his own
quote,
money.
Quote unquote, he's buying them with cash, and he had always been buying stuff with debt. That was the way he was known as the Debt King, because he is good at nicknames, and also because like he just needed to, you know, that's the smart way to finance purchases, like giant purchases. And suddenly he starts buying all these golf courses with cash that people are like, where the fuck is he getting this cash from? And it's at a time. We have Eric Trump, his you know, less intelligent son, bragging to a golf.com reporter. We have a bunch of guys in Russia who really love golf courses. And something that I didn't emphasize enough is that this is at a time when Russian oligarchs and the people surrounding Putin are doing everything in their power, just looking for ways to get their money out of Russia. They're just looking for anyone who will accept their money, because we were freezing their money, freezing Putin's money, because he was, like we were talking about, becoming the richest man in the world unofficially by just, you know, acquiring everything illegally within Russia and then, you know, just giving it to cellists and like his friends, you know, like just.
He was literally like, hey, hold this $3 billion for
essentially embezzling like the entire nation's money. And now he is supposedly like almost twice as rich as Bezos, who is supposedly the richest person to ever live. Putin is way richer
than
him.
Jeff Broke Boy.
Right.
Can you imagine that conversation?
Yeah. So
we have a lot of smoke in the golf courses thing to think something shady is going on there with oligarchs. And now this comes out.
Yeah.
And it's like they're just directly taking payments from oligarchs.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the thing with the election was if part of being like African-American or a minority in the United States was you knew that white people weren't really going to do anything because other white people were in control. Right. So even though, and then that came out that you heard people from the Republican Party being like in the deep, deep South were like, you know, Putin's got ideas. Right. Because as long as it's not Idi Amin, as long as it's not somebody from Brazil taking over, then it's the same old management company, just has a Russian front now.
Yeah, right. Yeah. With a different accent.
Yeah. So we're going to let these dudes walk all over us because they may be the only dudes that can save the race.
Right. You know? Right. Wow. Yeah. I mean, I think there is a lot of like implicit, passive white supremacy going on.
Yeah.
Like just under the cover, like while the open shit is coming out and people are like, where is this coming from?
Yeah.
There's a lot of the undercover shit going on. Brandon, what is something from your search history that is revealing about who you are?
I like birds, man. I was looking at different types of cranes.
Oh.
Because I think birds are dope. Here's the thing, real quick, if I can I jump in this real quick?
Please.
We got time for this? Here's the cool thing. I'm a religious person, right? I got a pretty strong faith. And I'm always amazed that the creator, be a he or a she or a bird or whatever for you, designed a planet, brought a planet together, and you didn't have to use color. Everything would be dope, even if there was no color. Like, I'd still eat a
black
banana.
Black and white TV?
This is grayscale.
Right, if everything was just on that grayscale.
Yeah.
But whoever was making the shit was like, watch me fuck you up with this robin, but then this is a blue jay. Boom. Watch me fuck you up. Okay, so it's trees, right?
Yeah.
But not all trees do the same shit. Like, some is Christmas trees and some is oranges. And you're like,
right.
What? And like, what about these? Are these oranges? Nah, dog. I was working with yellow that day, so they limit. Bang! So I'm like this.
So you were getting high watching Planet Earth last night.
I was high on Planet Earth last night.
Exactly.
There you go.
And I'm always intrigued by birds because I'm like, Jesus, whoever is designing the planet sure does have a lot of extra paint left over for something that doesn't really have to come in that many colors, but does.
What are the big sort of characteristics of a crane? Just like super long legs? And
it's like a tall pigeon.
Oh, okay.
Mm. And there's not a lot of cranes, and cranes get confused with other types of birds. Like, there's a million kinds of hawks, but a hawk isn't the same thing as a raptor, right? So a crane—
Like the dinosaur?
Like a dinosaur.
Oh,
this they is the evolved other thing. Into birds.
They evolved into birds.
I hear this.
You see what I'm trying to tell you is that it's crazy out there if you look up in these trees.
Evolution of Beauty is a good book for bird fanatics, for people who like birds.
Also, State Birds of California is a really good bird book.
Is it got like the drawings and stuff that identifies them?
That'd be amazing. Yeah. A bird book with no illustrations.
Describing it.
They're like, yeah, it got
it's
a
like
yellow
kind
beak.
Of an orangish yellow.
You're like, fuck, man, this book is useless.
All right. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
We're back. I wanted to move on real quick to a tool that I didn't know about, compete.com. Or,
I think I meant to say a computer.
Computer?
Oh, no.
So there's this website, similarweb.com, where you can look at the top websites in the world, like the most visited websites and the average visit duration. It's just a cool little tool that I hadn't seen before. And so I was just going through, checking out the top sites. And interestingly, there are three porn sites that are bigger than Netflix.
Mm. No way.
Yeah.
Right, because they're free.
Yeah, that probably helps. Also, the time on site is interesting because when you look at 10 minutes is sort of a good dividing line because, like, so Google, average time on site, Google's the biggest site in the world. Average time on site is 8 minutes and 51 seconds. YouTube, it's 21 minutes, which is crazy, but that makes sense because it's just free television, so people can watch it. But other than YouTube, the only sites that really get above 10 minutes are basically porn, which is like at 12 minutes, and Facebook, which is also at 12 minutes, which I think is interesting because Facebook is like, this is something that I was reading this article about how Facebook was contributing to this sort of social unrest. And it was basically like laying the groundwork for a genocide in this country where it was like a big way that people communicated with one another, and it was spreading all these like wild videos that were suggesting that one ethnic group was trying to chemically castrate the other ethnic group, and it was just
This is in Sri Lanka, right?
Yeah, Sri Lanka.
Yeah,
and it's a feud between the Buddhist majority and the Muslim minorities, and the Buddhists think that the Muslims are like trying to like literally sterilizing agents in their food. And this is being spread by these Facebook videos. And so as I was reading this, I was like, yeah, but just in any objective reality, as the internet rises up, there's going to be a site where you can like post videos. So like, why is Facebook so bad? And the article actually specifically explains why. It's that Facebook is specifically engineered to make you spend as much time on Facebook as possible. So every single thing that they're showing to you has been specifically engineered not to bring you correct information, not to, you know, do anything but make you watch it and stay there and share it and like go on to the next video. And I think you see that in this similar web thing, that the only sites, it's basically like pornography for
your ego.
Ego, yeah, essentially. It's ego pornography and sort of like brain quick fix pornography. So I don't know.
So what you're saying is you're addicted to Facebook.
I am personally not, but I do think that, you know, for Facebook to be safe, and Facebook is the second biggest website in the world right now next to Google, it just needs to change its like central tenet, which is to, you know, but everything is engineered to keep you on Facebook for as long as possible.
Right. Yeah, and that's dangerous when you think about the kind of the algorithms feeding right. you that kind of shit, because they know, oh, this shit keeps people on because it's this fiery rhetoric.
Right.
Whether that's
it's confirming what you already think.
If it's in Myanmar or Sri Lanka or wherever, it's, you know, that it also has a hand in perpetuating this really shitty stuff.
Yeah, posts that tap into, this is a quote from the New York Times article, posts that tap into negative primal emotions like anger or fear, studies have found, produce the highest engagement. And so those proliferate.
Yeah, which is why a lot of those videos where, was it ITV or Channel 4 in the UK went undercover to talk to Cambridge Analytica, even those guys are saying like fear and anger are like really going to motivate people. And like these are the ads that you want.
So, oh yeah, I feel like that's the basic, you know, human reaction. Like if you follow a lot of like celebs or people of note on Twitter, like what's the thing they respond to the most? It's always like the hate comments and all mm-hmm. that stuff. Like I used to be real annoyed, like at when I'd like be like, oh, you're dope at this thing, or like I'll compliment them and like they, you know, they don't even start, they don't care, and you'll see them spend all day fighting with people who hate them, and it's like, wow, you really would spend more time like interacting with people who hate you than right. to who are just like driving you insane than people who are saying like, oh man, that's dope, and, you know,
right? Yeah,
wow. I never there are porn websites on this list. I didn't even know were popular.
I know, that's very another crazy. Thing that
I've never heard of XNXX.
Yeah,
oh yeah, no, the XNXX is great because it's one of the last few. I mean, they just recently got into that territory, but they were one of the last few who didn't care about the sites that it came from, so you're able to get like a lot of the low key vids.
Interesting.
That were behind paywalls, but
XNXX is the 11th biggest website in the world. I didn't know it existed.
Oh, in the world? Oh, okay, damn.
Yeah, in the world, and it also has the highest average visit duration of any site other than YouTube. It's 14 minutes long.
Yeah, they beat Pornhub too.
This is what I love about my co-host, Miles Gray, is he has had experiences with just the strangest subcultures. He was telling us about the Krav Maga scene, like classes where, you know, the instructors are just telling you.
Dude, Krav Maga, okay, if we were going to talk about this, Krav Maga is the like the self-defense system developed by the IDF, the Israeli Defense Force. And when I was in high school, I did it for like 2 years, or like just getting out of high school. And every class, like, there was this one instructor who, this guy Sam, he was, like, an ex, like, IDF dude. Every situation, you know, most people go there because it's a very effective self-defense program. But every scenario where he would teach us a move was actually, like, an assault. Like, you were assaulting someone. It was
right,
never that.
It wasn't self-defense.
So he's like, it was never like, ladies, let's say you're walking back from the parking lot. Someone grabs you in the darkness. It was always like, guys, you know, maybe you're at the bar. And this guy's talking shit to your girlfriend or something. So you're going to come up to him, yeah? You're going to put your hand in his face. Then, boom, you follow up with the right straight.
Right.
And, like, it was always, like, just shit you're that he was solving,
punch.
Like, club beef with, like, this very aggressive form of martial arts. And be like, yeah, maybe the bouncer is telling you something you don't like. Like, hey, sir, you're too drunk and you need to leave. And honestly, Cindy, you know, we know her. She's the bartender. She says you broke up 3 weeks ago and you shouldn't be here because you have a restraining order. Maybe you should let go. And then you say, what the fuck, bro? You're going to punch him in the throat. And then clearly there's two bouncers. They're going to grab. So it was. Yes.
Yeah.
So
all right, that's going to do it for this week's Weekly Zeitgeist. Please like and review the show if you like the show. Means the world to Miles. He needs your validation, folks. I hope you're having a great weekend, and I will talk to you Monday. Bye.
Right, gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.